Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine Diaz. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Shadow Sands by Robert Brinsder. Published by Sphere in 2020, today's book is all about a reservoir, missing bodies, and cover-ups. Kate Marshall was in the wrong place at the wrong time. A retired police officer and now a criminology academic, she was diving with her son in a local reservoir when they stumbled across the bloated body of a young man submerged in the water. A few days later, the boy's mother approaches Kate to ask for her help. The police have declared the death to be a tragic accident, but the dead boy was a champion swimmer. Then how did he drown? And why was he in the lake in the middle of the night? Kate agrees to look into it, and along with her research assistant Tristan, they delve into the case, only to find that the boy was only the latest in a string of missing people and fatal accidents around the reservoir. Tristan meets another academic at the university who's researching a local urban myth about a phantom in the fog who apparently abducts people. When she goes missing, Tristan and Kate realise they only have a few days to find her. Shadow Sands is actually more complex than my plot description. Not only is there the crime itself and the clock ticking with the missing woman, there's also the complex relationship between Kate and her son, Tristan and his sister, and the unwanted re-emergence of Kate's son's father. Kate is a woman with a colourful past. A hero in her police life, she solved a series of murders and identified a serial killer, who also happened to be her superior officer and her lover. Their relationship led to a son, now being brought up by Kate's parents, after Kate failed to cope and drifted into alcoholism. Even in the current mystery, Kate is trying to repair the damage of the past and keep herself away from the bottle. And also Tristan, her research assistant, has his own secrets and family problems to solve. And then Kate's son decides he wants to visit his biological father in prison and insists that Kate comes along too. But back to the crime. The book also deals with class and privilege. It shows that even in 2012, when this book is set, the class system is alive and well, and those in the upper classes still maintain an unfair ability to influence and control the lives of others. Shadow Sands also looks how itinerant people can disappear without a trace. Without families to champion their causes, a drifter can go missing and no one notices. Now this book is the second in the Kate Marshall series, and whilst it was easy to read without the first book, given all the backstory teasers in Shadow Sands, I immediately want to go and read the first one. So if you like crime thrillers featuring resourceful tough women, urban legends, family dramas, spooky fogs and secrets, I recommend Shadow Sands by Robert Brinsder. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.